Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, fantasy football owners. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that will make or break your fantasy roster, wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that really matter. We do the work so that you can just make smart decisions. Sit back and amaze your friends. Your wide receiver one won't change, but it's the nitty-gritty, it's the flex and the waiver wire pickups. That's where your league is won or lost. So follow Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Frisoco, and that's what's trending on WEI and on WEI.com.
That was Aaron Rodgers on the Pat McAfee Show talking about his favorite player, Christian Gonzalez. Do you want to be a favorite player of Aaron Rodgers? I mean, you want to be on his radar?
Sure.
Might as well. And from a football perspective, it's probably not a bad thing.
Radioactive? He's that crazy? He's third rail?
No. I mean, I think he's...
It's a Hall of Fame quarterback. If he thinks I'm good, I'll take it.
He's a bit of a doofus, but you know, he's still a good player.
I mean, lots of people are doofuses. They can still be really good at certain things.
Absolutely. He's a very, very good player, obviously. And people forget. I mean, it was Lamar Jackson last year, Mahomes the year before, and Aaron Rodgers was the back-to-back MVP the 2 years prior to that, the COVID year, ironically, and then the year after that, where very recently he's been the best player in the entire league. Now, that injury last year was obviously a huge setback. He's not gotten off to a great start this year, but Aaron Rodgers, I mean, facing Aaron Rodgers, even at 40 years old, I still look at it as a very daunting thing. And I used to think that with Bill Belichick as the guy setting the defense and a team and a quarterback that you didn't really see that much over in Green Bay. But, you know, I don't take that lightly. I'm still pretty scared of him.
And he's not coming to this battle alone.
Right.
That would be the if anything, I think Breece Hall has been the disappointing part of that offense. Because I think everybody expects him to be a game changer, a game breaker, big play guy. I think he has one, even with a 30-yard run, he's averaging like 3.9 yards per carry. Mm. He just hasn't hit to what he's supposed to be. The other kid, Allen, has actually made plays both on the ground and in the passing game. But I think Aaron Rodgers, you watch him, there's still talent there. He doesn't move like he used to.
That's what ayahuasca did for me.
Yeah. You love that. Remember when he went in that dark thing? The dark cave?
Oh, yeah, and he was pooping in a hole in the ground?
Yeah, the whole thing.
I remember that.
But by the darkness, something changed.
I bet.
But then come to find out there was kind of lights in there that you could turn on if you wanted to.
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. I think it was kind of fraudulent.
He had a TV and an Xbox and was just like chilling in there for a few days.
It was a little bit like that.
Bunch of ayahuasca, whatever that's called.
But is he better or worse right now than Geno Smith?
I think he's better than Geno Smith.
Okay, so Geno just threw for 320 on your whatever.
Yes, he did. And Geno has a better offense around him, I think, than
more
Aaron
weapons,
Rodgers.
More depth of weapons. Mm-hmm. But the running game, Rodgers should have a better running game than Geno Smith
he
had.
He should, yes. He should.
So,
and he will. I mean, assuming those guys both play, he will.
Coming off what we saw last week, this is a significant challenge for the Patriots defense. That's banged up, right? That's a little undermanned. That has to play.
Big time undermanned.
One thing to get through that.
Their main signal callers.
Right. Yeah. You get through that first half of football without him. But now to go into a full game, the other team knows that guy's not going to be out there. He's a leader. He's a signal caller. He's the whole thing. And they'll be fine in signal calling. I think that's a little overrated. You have veteran players that I think you can trust with that. It's not like all of a sudden some undrafted rookie who's never played an NFL game is calling the defenses.
Right.
It's freaking Kyle Duggar. He's been in the league. You're paying him probably more than you should. He's been in the league for, 5 years now. So I think that will be fine. The issue here is you're down a man at a position where you're not exactly dominant. So Tavai and Bentley, they've been good. Probably better than most people expected when you said that a couple years ago. But now all of a sudden, is Raekwon McMillan going to be a net positive, net negative, a drop-off? How far? I just think it's like the offensive line. You started with questionable talent and questionable depth, and that is already being attacked. And it's only week 2.5. You're barely through the second week of the season, and that was attacked. So, yes, I don't feel great about this matchup.
Yeah, you think they might get their ass handed to them on
tomorrow night. 31-13.
Ooh. That was what I thought. That's how I thought they'd lose to the Bengals.
No.
That was the exact score I had for that Bengals
game. I think this is a tough spot, and in recording the Six Rings preview with Fitzy earlier, I used the word, and maybe it's strong, maybe it's not. I think this is a pivotal game for Gerard Mayo and his culture setting. Because
I agree with that.
This is a
you
got
to establish
week.
That early on in the season, don't you?
Absolutely. Yeah. And your tenure, and you got one guy who up and quit. You got another guy who you had to run off, and you got another guy who, if he weren't quite as talented, probably would be in more trouble than he is in Pop Douglas popping off. You got three guys in week two questioning what the hell is going on with the operation and the culture and the decisions and all of those things, and it's a short week. Now you're banged up. You just gave away a game at home. Like, I think you kind of choked away a game. So now all of a sudden, 2-0 turn into 1-1. You could be staring down 1-2. You're going to your rival, which is going to be an environment, right? I mean, this is Aaron Rodgers' first game since he got hurt there.
Yeah.
They've been on the road for 2 weeks. They're coming back to Jet Life Stadium, as Fitzy loves to
think
say.
Think he runs out with the flag again?
No.
No?
I don't. I think that was 9-11. So I think that
was
very
specific.
Oh, is that
why he did that? I didn't realize, I didn't realize that was the reason. I thought it was just go America.
No.
I'm in New York. Well,
are you saying he doesn't like America?
I don't know. Who said he doesn't like America?
I'm just asking you. You saying he doesn't like America? That
he
that
ran
fraudulent?
Out with an American flag.
I'm just asking you where you stand on the topic.
I don't
is
have
Aaron Rodgers a good American, a good proud American.
I don't have an opinion on that, honestly.
617-779.
617.
Who knew? You thought he was a communist or
that's
something.
That's exactly what I said, yes. Aaron Rodgers, big time pinko. So you heard it here first on WEEI Afternoon.
Yeah, I think there's a chance they could get blown out in this game. I think there's a chance it could go. Because Aaron Rodgers, the one thing we know he still doesn't do is turn the ball over. He's not going to throw you the football.
Mm-hmm.
So if they don't fumble it, I don't rule that out. You can hit guys in the back end after a catch, whatever. You could still force turnovers. But if they don't make mistakes, okay, now you're kind of swimming upstream. And you might still make mistakes because I still don't know where that Ramondre Stevenson fumble went. And if you get another one of those, there right. might actually be enough cameras. I don't know how big a camera crew Amazon Prime has. They had cameras enough to take video of us. So
they
that's,
did.
Plenty of cameras.
I've told a lot of people about this, so it's, I'm going to look, I'm look like
on?
A real a-hole if we're not in it.
You know,
I told everybody, watch this intro. You're going to see me. You're going to see Andy. We're going to be slinging takes for like, I don't know, however long. They taped us for like 90 seconds.
Wasn't this a Friends episode where he brought his grandmother over to watch him, Joey? He was in some like murder or something.
Yeah, they cut out his
They cut him out,
yep.
And she was crushed or whatever, and he didn't want to let her know.
I mean, that's exactly what's going to happen here.
can I tell you?
Arcan's going to have a watch party, all of his friends and family, and they're just waiting for him.
Yeah,
so
all my
selfishly,
friends.
You know what would be funny?
What?
If you had your little watch party and you told everybody and they only showed me and they never showed you.
Yeah, that'd be tough. That would be a tough
blow.
There was a point where the guy was like over my shoulder filming
on
you.
Me. He went with the more handsome guy.
Well, he did the other part too. It was they did both angles. So I don't know. I don't know which way they're going to go. In the very beginning, the first part
know,
of it,
just kidding.
They were over your shoulder, and they went over my shoulder, and yeah, you're right. If that happens, I'll be devastated.
I feel like even if we make it, this could be a very like quick edit. Boom, boom, you barely hear, see, then the, like some graphic or picture flashes over. And
it'd be funny if they showed like us, but it's like different voices.
Imagine
they
that.
Show us, but it's like...
Or what if it's our voices?
Like Jones and Keith.
What if it's different people? They're like, those two were ugly.
Yeah,
their voices were fine. The takes were fine. So we just dubbed it over Handsome Man.
Right. Like, you know, like they're doing with the Aaron Hernandez show. They're bringing some actors.
Milli Vanilli.
Yeah, they bring in a couple of actors who don't look like us.
I bet you two don't even know who Milli Vanilli is.
No idea.
Milli Vanilli was a pop duo in the 90s who got
Grammy Award winning
lip syncing. They lip sync.
They didn't sing.
And they won for Blame It on the Rain, I think was their big
hit. They were popular. They were huge. They were these two good looking, dreaded black men. And
yes.
Come to find out it was just like studio singers the whole time. And they
one
were
of
just
them,
the front men.
One of them recently passed away. I don't know if it was Milli or Vanilli, but one of them passed away recently. So rest in power to either Milli or Vanilli.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception, a podcast dedicated to the wide receivers. Are you as confident in your flex as you are in your wide receiver one? I didn't think so. So follow Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.